Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We do have a number of suggestions, and I would make reference to them, and then we'll submit them in writing to the Secretariat, but I will describe the nature of the suggestions. But before I do that, I think it's important that we all agree and understand what should be the ground rules of this exercise, because I'm slightly concerned that with some of the interventions that we heard today, I think we need to be clear that we are here to adopt the report of the session, and therefore we are not here to reopen debates. And I think it should be clear, it should be a ground rule for everybody, that we are not here to reopen debates, but rather to make sure that we reflect accurately what we discuss during the substantive sessions. Also, I think it's important, in order to avoid and save time, to resist requests to eliminate concepts that were specifically included in working papers, to questions that certain elements were not heard in the room when they were specifically voiced, but also that were in black and white included in working papers is I don't think it provides for a good environment and will save time. I don't believe either that this is a forum to negotiate definitions. That's for a negotiation when the negotiation takes place, hopefully soon. And also, I would urge restraint in questioning majorities, because it's a simple exercise. You just need to go through working papers, go to the list of the sponsors, count the names included in the list of the sponsors, and then with or without a calculator, simply add the numbers, and that will give you a clear indication of what majority means. Now, when it comes to paragraphs 18 to 25, we do have some suggestions for paragraph 20, along the lines, by the way, of what was expressed by the distinguished ambassador of Germany in his statement. We do have for paragraph 22, we will be suggesting 23 bis, in order to clarify that the different approaches do not compete or are not mutually excluded. Also along the lines of what was suggested by the distinguished ambassador of Austria, could be there, could be one way to address it, but we certainly subscribe to the view that we need to make the point that every single pathway does include prohibition, and that pathways are not mutually exclusive. And finally, perhaps the most important one, we will be suggesting a paragraph 24 bis on collective security, the supremacy of collective security. Finally, on paragraph 25, we will be making suggestions on the question of military doctrines and the role of nuclear weapons on that paragraph. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.